Hello, welcome to episode 375 of The Perceptive Photographer. I am your host, Daniel Gregory. Thank you so much for joining me this week. Hope you're having a great week, month, year, whatever, however you're marking the calendar. Hope it's going well for you. Just want to remind everybody, I've got a few workshops coming up this summer and in the fall for you to check out. If you head up to my website, danieljgregory.com, and check under workshops and education, you can learn all about going to the Palouse in August, printing, meaningful image workshops. I'm getting ready to announce a short form online color workshop. It'll be online, hosted over Zoom over a couple of weeks. It'll be that to check out. So go ahead and check that out. Really would appreciate you if you're interested in seeing you around at one of those workshops. So please feel free to check all that out. I have a couple of friends who are really gifted at the art of conversation. And I don't use the word art of conversation there lightly. I mean, they really have mastered conversation. They sort of seamlessly move in and out of all sorts of conversation. It's as if they're completely 100% committed to the craft of that moment in that engagement with that person. And it's really kind of interesting to be around because you learn a ton. That's one of the things I wanted to talk about today's podcast is the shift in how we approach our conversations with photography and with photographers and with the people who view our work can really make a dramatic difference in how we create and perceive our photography. But with those people who are engaged in those conversations, one of the things I've noticed, and I think this is also at the crux of kind of one of the reasons I jumped on this topic for today's podcast, is how little they seem to be engaged in their own narrative. And what I mean by that is when they are working with other people and they are having conversations with other people, they focus so much on listening and the act of listening to the other person. And they do that by asking a whole host of questions about the other person. Jobs, life goals, dreams, childhood memories, sports they like, art they participate in, movies they've seen, it doesn't matter. They're always engaged on learning about that other person, engaged in that conversation in a meaningful way, not by being the active participant, but by being the active listener. So rather than sharing and one-upping and creating a conversation that's focused on their own ego and their own identity, they're focused on that learning process, that growth opportunity that comes from the engagement with somebody else. And that is the part of the photography, I think, that compels me to want to talk about this in today's podcast, is so much of our time in our photography, in the conversations I have with photographers, is about finding meaning in their work, getting other people to look at their work and engage in meaningful conversations with their work. And a lot of that comes from learning, I think, part of that, the language around how to talk about photography. It is a visual language, but we have to associate verbal terms to that visual language. And I think that can be a challenge. But once we get over that initial hump, that conversation, we are bound by our interest in having that photograph be something meaningful, be something important. And a lot of times we think about what is our experience with that photograph? How do we view that photograph? How did we create that photograph? How did we edit that photograph? How did we print and present that photograph? All those decisions that I make about my photograph and that you make about your photograph. Then we present that work online, social media, prints, wherever, however we present it. And then we start to think about, well, are people going to understand my message? Are people going to engage the way I want them to with the work? And so to do that, we write artist statements, we write captions, we title work, we might do an artist talk, we might present what our work's about. But I think there's an interesting opportunity for us to shift that paradigm, to shift that approach in how we think about our work, how we create our work, and how we talk about it. And rather than be engaged on my own identity with the work, have the conversation be about how the other person responds to the work. And a lot of times we ask somebody, like somebody might walk up and say, wow, you know, I really like that photograph. Oh, and we say, okay, thank you. You know, I'm glad you like it. I'm glad that you appreciated it. But to dig deeper into that conversation, not in a cross-examination way of vis-a-vis law and order, but what is about the photograph they like? And if they like the color, what is it about the color specifically? And giving them the opportunity to respond and knowing that they might be a little uncomfortable with that question. They may not have thought beyond, I like the color. But I think that's where this conversation piece comes about. Where when you say, what about the color? Well, you know, maybe a more interesting question is, does the color make you feel a certain way? And to dig and start to pull back the layers of their response so that the looking at the photograph, the conversation about the photograph becomes you learning about how somebody else perceives your work. In that conversation, I believe at my core that when we learn how others perceive our work, we get insights into how we perceive our work, how we think about our work, how we disseminate, distill, and process our own work. Because sometimes somebody else sees something in our work that we have a blind spot to. We don't have an awareness of in that particular moment. So to gain that insight, I think, is important. I think the other aspect of that level of engagement, where the conversation is about somebody else's experience, is very, very important because we create work to share. We create work to have a sense of purpose. We create work because we enjoy it. So there's all these different aspects of why we might create the photograph. But again, why somebody else looks at the photograph, what they get out of the photograph, I think it would be dismissive to say that we don't have some level of ego attached to that. We all, I think, want to have work that people appreciate, enjoy, and look at. But if we can get them to articulate that and share that in a meaningful way, it can lead to an interesting dialogue. We may not know what the foundation starting point of that dialogue is, but we can start to get that access point to that insight. As we create new work, I think one of the things that conversation and learning that inquisitive way of asking questions about the other person and their experience to your photograph translates into you then learning to ask meaningful questions about your own work through your internal monologue conversation you have every time you take a photograph. And it's so easy to ask the question, what's the right shutter speed? What's the right ISO? Do I have the camera settings right? Do I have the frame right? I take the picture, I get back. Do I put the slider bars in the right position? We think again in these terms of rightness and wrongness and exactness rather than engaging in a meaningful dialogue about the creation of the work. Why am I approaching this subject? What is it that's interesting about that subject? What is it interesting about the color? Why aren't you photographing it in black and white? Why did you frame it to include the barn and not the windmill? Whatever is engaged in that. When you did the portrait, why did you have the person look left instead of look right? You know, and the answer might be, well, I had him look left because the way the light was, I didn't like the shadow on the face. Oh, why didn't you like the shadow on the face? You know, this dialogue that continues on and on to discover these deeper meanings, to get beyond the superficiality of the reaction of the moment. And I think that's where, when we think about the art of the conversation, that's where we can really excel in our photography, is by finding that the questions we ask are more important than the answers we receive. It takes a lot to ask a question. And I think part of the reason for that is asking questions, unless you're being a condescending ass, asking questions leads to you have a gap in something. Knowledge, emotional context, feeling, spirituality, something within inside of you yearns to know more than you did a few minutes ago. So we ask the question, which requires us to be vulnerable on some level. If we're asking truly important questions, truly meaningful questions, it requires us to expose that we don't know something, that we are uncertain about something, that we lack the knowledge, the spirituality, the engagement of something. And I think that's hard for a lot of us. I think it's hard for us to say, oh, I don't want to look stupid. I can't tell you how many times I've been teaching small classrooms, large classrooms, where somebody walks up to me after the class and says, I have a question. It was really simple and I was too embarrassed to ask. And they ask their question and it's like, that's not a simple question. That's a question we all should have been asking. It's a wonderful question. But we get in our head that exposure, that risk to ask the question to look like we're not the smartest person or that we should have already known that, I think presents a problem. And the reason I think it presents a problem outside the societal structural issues and all the things associated with that, in our photography, I think when we start to get afraid to ask questions that we perceive to be in the vein of making us look stupid, we end up missing the opportunity to be vulnerable in our own work, to create work that actually becomes expressive of who we are and what matters to us. That requires risk. That requires us to be willing to say that I'm uncertain about something. And I pursued that in this photograph. The conversation element of that is asking that question that we are uncomfortable to ask because we are genuinely interested in the answer. And that is the piece that I recognized with those people I know who are so good at conversations. They don't go into that room with a list of, here's 200 questions I have that are good questions for starting conversations. What they have is a genuine interest in meaningfully connecting with other people. And they do that by asking questions that are meaningful to them to learn about somebody else. Hobbies, interests, life, goals, family, dreams, whatever it is. They are learning about the other person by engaging and asking questions that may or may not seem like they're the smartest person because it makes them genuine. It makes them authentic. And at the end of the day, I think that's what we all look for in our work. The authenticity, the moment where we recognize that we are putting something out there that is truly us, that is truly unique to us in that photograph. And at that moment, I think we engage in a meaningful conversation, not just with the work, but with all the people who come and look at the work. Hope you have a wonderful week behind the camera. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode. I really do appreciate you spending a few minutes out of your week to listen to the podcast. Don't forget, you can click subscribe, rate up on any of those podcast channels and help other people find the podcast. Really would appreciate that. Do appreciate you again listening. Thank you so much. Have a great week and I'll see you next time.